It's beautiful, the love. I'm telling you, I'm diabetic, man, and you know, I'm not gonna find no woman that cares. Just off the street. Because diabetes, look, first of all, I don't support it. If I didn't have it, I could give a, it's just, whatever, dude, really. Can't eat cookies, faggot. I don't care. But I got that miserable disease. It's just, it's just a pain in the ass. Because I can't eat and drink what I want. Like, I can eat as many vegetables as I want. Patrice, you can have all the Brussels sprouts you ever needed. It's like, why can't I eat pasta and cake, but you can't? And it's hard. It's like being addicted. Food is, I'm telling you, food is an everyday, like, I'd be like, oh my God, man, food again? I gotta think about, every day I gotta think. I go to sleep thinking about food. Tomorrow, like, what am I gonna do? Today, I had salad and fruit, and I'm gonna celebrate tomorrow by having a whole lamb leg to celebrate how good I ate yesterday. It's just a suffering. And I understand being addicted. Any smokers here? Anybody just smoking? See, and that's you're young, man. But you know, you're good people. You don't want to die. You know, smokers are like, you just know. You dying, like. Man, oh man, dog. And you're gonna get cancer, like you know you're gonna get cancer. And you're giving other people cancer, you're like, I'm not a bad person. I just can't keep it, down in my system here. And then the pack of cigarettes, they used to say things like, cigarettes possibly might cause you to be ill at some point in your life. Now they say that will kill you. And you still... And then you got the cigarette boxes in Canada. You ever see Canada cigarette boxes? They got dead babies on the box. Like, it just be a dead baby. Can you imagine smoking and rationalizing? Imagine you tell yourself, you'd be like, man, I'm glad I made it past his age. God damn. How old was he when he started smoking? Like, a day old? Jesus, slow down, nigga, use a filter. I saw some white chocolate covered Oreos. White Oreos dipped in chocolate, man. I was in tears. Like, knowing I shouldn't eat it, but I was in pain. Like, going, oh my God. And I'm talking to myself, I can't eat these cookies, man. And they're calling me and I'm praying to God. And I'm lactose intolerant, but like if I eat these cookies, I gotta drink milk too. I'm gonna go out like a soldier. It's like, whatever. Then you say all kind of weird stuff to you to rationalize eating them. I'd be like, you know what? I don't need both my feet. I'm not a ballerina. All I need is one so I can drive my car. I'm gonna tell you a quick love story, man. This will sum up how much my girl loved me. And it's amazing. You know, like I said, I'm diabetic, man. But, you know, it's a true story. When we have sex, we're really, really dirty, man. We're really dirty. We pee on each other in the hole. But that's, don't get past that, because this is true love. So we're having sex, right? About 2 years ago this happened. We're having sex, and then afterwards she's like, you know, that was good, but I think we gotta go to the hospital, get you checked out. I said, why? She said, because your pee tastes like birthday cake. And isn't that love? If you could get past the pee part, that's love, right? Where she's like, oh, your pee is too delicious. I don't like that. She didn't go, you peed in my mouth, you nasty. She's just like, oh my God, your pee tastes, I don't like the way that tastes. It tastes scrumptious. What am I doing? You see these three goofy girls look, they like, man, you pee in my mouth. Blah, 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 blah. That means you're not gonna love me to the degree that I need to save my life, are you? No. I don't need you. I don't need you if you can't taste my pee and go, something's wrong. You need to go check yourself. Judge me.